Sunday morning, 5/9/21, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Giants Do Not Agree. What? The Giants Do Not Agree. I have placed you here to occupy the land. Did you think that the inhabitants of that land would agree with you? The inhabitants, they have to go. The giants have to go. Your text inspired this. The giants have to go. But they will have to be, they'll be forced to go. Don't back down or be afraid. I've already given you the land. Just as I promised Abraham, the father of your faith, the land where the sole of your foot treads was his. It's the same with you. Renew your mind to the Faith Hall of Fame. The Faith Hall of Fame, it tells how by faith they overcame. Now Jackie, if you don't mind me sharing, she'd sent me a text that a certain company, that they had made a statement about Black Lives Matter, and so she said, I'm done with them. And after that text, I mean, this just started coming about, no, they need to be run off. They need to be run off. They don't run you off, you run them off. That's what I mean. Do you think that the giants are going to agree with you? Hebrews 11, they were all giant killers. They removed the giants and cut off their heads. Heads are representative of authority. They are defeated authority, but they don't know it. So you have to show them who's in charge. It may seem overwhelming right now if you're in the valley of the giants, but as you acclimate to this, you will begin to see them fall one by one. I did not say to you to boycott. To boycott is to back off. I called you to take it back in Jesus' name. My children, do not believe my word. I said, all things are yours. That's 1 Corinthians 3:21. If you find yourself lacking, then it is time to send those giants packing. Never accommodate them. Get rid of them. Back them into the corner like they have done to you all your life. Make it where they are the ones that have no place to go and nowhere to turn. Like Mad Max says, this is Mad Maxine Waters. Push back on them and let them know they're no longer welcome here. Tell them there's no place to go and those like them are headed for Gitmo. No more complaining, no more boycotting, but reigning. Time to stop letting the giants run all over you. Cut off their heads. When you cut off the head, you will cut off that authority and influence. Make them rue the day that they ever messed with you. Stop just putting up with stuff. Try to stop acting like a peasant and start ruling like a king. The king you are. All right, I'm going to read this scripture. This is 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. The giants will not agree with you, so they are the ones that must go, not you. This is my own thought. As Christians, we have developed this mentality that we will go and start our own version. Wonder why it is never as good as the world's version. The Lord meant for us to run them out of all seven mountains of culture, not start alternative things. Replace is more like it. God warned us what would happen if we didn't do this, and we see it in full bloom today. This is Numbers 33:55. You probably know what it says. They used to be hidden, now they're just like this scripture describes it. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be what? Pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Are we being vexed? You betcha. Why? Because we backed off. All right. All right, the Lord again. When the giant raises his ugly head and you retreat, then my kingdom suffers defeat. When you draw back in defeat and start an alternative, the enemy comes in and sows tares among the wheat. Do you get that? Let me read that again. When the giant raises his ugly head and you retreat, then my kingdom suffers defeat. When you draw back in defeat and start an alternative, the enemy comes in and sows tares among the wheat. You must take the giant here. If they're left here, they will do what they always do. They pollute the land. We don't need another alternative. We need you to take out that mountain. Yeah. You got to cut off the heads and give them no room or place or power or authority. No head, no authority. All right, I want to read, I think, one more scripture. Yeah, one more scripture. Revelation 13. I could have saved that for Wednesday night, I guess, but... And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads. Seven mountains of culture. And 10 horns, upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet was as the feet of a bear, mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So he's got seven heads, he's got great authority. He's controlled all culture. All right. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. His deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. I heard someone talking about this week, about what happened with, I think it was Bush Sr. and the Berlin Wall falling. It restructured their New World Order Alliance when the wall fell. I told you the wound that was healed is the Berlin Wall. It is not a man with a head wound. He's got a head wound, okay, but it's a leader. It's a mountain of culture. When I read that, I thought, that's exactly what happened, and you know, who had everything to do with it. Yeah. They've got to be taken out. That's why he had to be executed. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who's likened to the beast? Who's able to make war with him? We be able. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. I am so fed up with that mouth speaking blasphemies. All over at Mockingbird Media. Just blah, blah, lies, 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 lies. Just horrible. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So that seven, those seven mountains have been dominated by these giants, and we have to take them out. Or they're going to keep on a-blabbing. Keep on spreading their propaganda. Keep on pushing their fear. One head of the giant for each mountain of influence. This is my thought again. If God tells you to run for public office, then do it. But as Christians, we are supposed to be taking the land and keeping the giants out of everything. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Now I'm going to read a few things here to you on this line. New World Order. All right, I looked up what GMO means. It's genetically modified organism. A genetically modified organism is any organism whose genetic material has been altered using genetic engineering techniques. That's what they say the vaccines are. They're trying to do, it's called transhumanism. They're trying to alter you. And by altering you, they can completely control you. New World Order. Don't anybody come up to me and tell me this ain't the time of the mark of the beast. People that I know that are Christians for 60 years taking the vaccine, I'm just going, oh well, anyway. All right, I just want to read a little bit more stuff, a few things I came across this week. This was from Whiplash 347, forwarded from Code 19. The CCP, Chinese Communist Party, already taken out. Any conflict in Taiwan has already happened. What you will see is pre-recorded, edited version of the event once MSM goes down. So they're talking about Starlink. Supposedly this week has been activated. They're ready to go full force with Starlink. That's that big satellite system. And when they do, the old system will have to go down, and that's the 10 days of darkness, I guess, is what they're calling it. And then that's when that programming, supposedly, we're going to have the programming of different things, arrest and maybe executions and all this stuff. Okay. All right. This happened a few weeks ago, and the CCP were met by U.S., Taiwan, Russian, and Indian forces. The CCP lost a lot of aircraft. When that ship was lodged, I think it was even before that, all this was going on. All right. Just food for thought. This is from Luann in Delaware. Just a reminder, a genuinely deadly pandemic doesn't require 24/7 advertising to remind you it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propaganda, but psychological operations do. This is all a psychological operation to bring us under control with the mask, like leading sheep into pens. Okay. This was an eye-opener, which I already knew. From the Nuremberg trial, 1945, Hermann Göring to the question, how did you convince the German people to accept all this? He replied, it was easy. It has nothing to do with Nazism. The only thing a government needs to turn people into slaves is fear. If you can find something to scare them, you can make them do anything you want. The scamdemic. All right, this is John Junior Kennedy is the name of it. The internet is being replaced by the new quantum internet. See the Starlink rocket launches, alpha and beta versions. Alpha is 10,000 times fast. Beta is about 7,500 plus times as fast and ready to go. The internet needs to be wiped of Operation Mockingbird. All new platforms are coming. Blackout, this is from Vincent Kennedy. Blackout necessary. One's got to go down, so the other to come back up. Okay, it's going to do it.
Pretty exciting time.
Yeah, really.